Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Karen Abow joins us. She heads up the Greenhouse Project, and she's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games. It's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain, moving 95% of our freight in the Silver State. And while essential, the road isn't always smooth. Supply chain disruptions, rising fuel costs, and unrealistic rules and laws that hamper our ability to serve our customers and country. Our prosperity and every sector of the economy, manufacturing, mining, medicine, and food from farm to table, is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome back to the program Karen Abowd of the Greenhouse Project in Carson City. What inspired you and your late husband, Charlie, to co-found the Greenhouse Project?
Well, Sam, years ago, I mentored youth for the church, teenagers. And we had a role enactment, and I wanted the kids to enact a particularly difficult time in their lives. And so one girl spoke to the fact that her dad had been incarcerated, her mom was deported. She stole formula from Walmart and went hungry. And that completely shook me to my core. So when Charlie came home from the restaurant that night from working, I told him about the story, and I said, you know, we need to do something about this. There should be no shame in accessing food for youth. So as it would happen, my co-founder, Jeanette Bloom, was retiring from the Supreme Court at that time, and she said, I'll help you with this. And so we worked forward, and 16 years later, we were bounced around to different locations, and finally the school district reached out. At that time, Richard Stokes was the superintendent. And he said, what would it take to get this at Carson High School? And I said, well, what this would take is that the lease that you're gonna charge us goes into FFA and ag programs so that those can be supported and not go away in rough times. So that has supported the kids to go to conferences, leadership conferences, competitions, all of that. And so now the program, the ag program at Carson High School, which was non-existent before that, is over 200 kids in a waiting list and two ag teachers.
That's amazing.
Plus, you know, our mission is growing, giving, and teaching for a healthier, greener, sustainable community. So the food that we grow to organic standards, the kids need it, they can take it. No shame, no question. but it goes to Fish, Ron Wood, Circles, Meals on Wheels, a variety of different organizations, and is distributed by them. And then the flower baskets that go down the center of town, it's us too, we get them sponsored, the kids plant them, we nurture them, and it beautifies our downtown from June through September.
And this is, of course, in Carson City.
In Carson City.
Friends,
right,
in Las Vegas who are listening. What kind of response have you gotten from the kids?
The response has been phenomenal. And, you know, in different ways. First of all, kids that have gone on to college and come back and worked for us in the summertime through the AmeriCorps program, which is no longer, unfortunately, but these kids have re-upped to come back. We've also had them apply for permanent staff positions. And then there's the gratitude expressed from parents, most specifically at the most recent plant sale, where one of the moms came up and thanked me, and I said, "For what?" And she said, "My daughter would never be at CSU majoring in vet science had it not been for this program. She who didn't feel that she understood the purpose of schooling to begin with, through this, understood why she needed English, math, science skills, all the rest of that." And I hear that over and over and over again. So, you know, that those are the things that tell you you're doing the right thing.
You know, it's so interesting that, you know, and this is not a knock on the teaching system, but the practical applications of the things we should be learning in school, if you could start with the end result and back into what you need to learn. I found physics to be the most boring subject in the world, drawing lines around magnets. Mm-hmm. But if I'd known that that's how you build a radio station, I'd have been all in.
Right, exactly. Purpose. You understand the reason for why you're learning things. And you're right, if you could work that the back way. And that's why these kids really, really relate to this. And, you know, we do have China Springs brings their kids out on the weekends.
They can't explain what China Springs is.
It's a juvenile rehabilitation center and troubled kids. And those kids love being out there. And they work hard. It gives them a sense of purpose. They feel like they're accomplishing something. And, you know, that matters.
To say the least. You've got a big event coming up.
Yes.
And for all those that want to buy tickets, you got some bad news for them.
Yes. We sold out in 3.5 weeks. That has never happened. The tickets went on sale June 1, and yeah, we're sold out. But we are in dire need of auction and raffle items with a deadline of August 1st because we have to prepare all the programs and get this auction ready to go online 2 weeks before the event. So definitely, and they can reach out to me, Karen Aboud, KarenAbowd, at hotmail.com, and let me know that they have something that we could do. And adventure packages, things like that.
Yeah, I was going to ask what kind of
That's really popular. I mean, we have artwork items, we have gift certificates, we have adventure packages, getaways, things of that nature. But all of that matters, and people love it.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, and I want to dig back into your past here on some things right after this timeout.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation, and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. But it's more than just growth. Our community is our foundation, supporting families, empowering local initiatives, and creating a place where everyone belongs. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Join us in building a brighter future right here in Story County. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
It happens. And when it does, there's UMC Quick Care.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. Tollsdevelopment.com.
Meet Nevada Health Link, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance. Where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada Health Link. Our plans are made for your plans.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Karen Abowd. She runs the Greenhouse Project in Carson City. You also, back in the day, served as a Carson City supervisor.
Yes, I did.
Which, for those that may not be familiar with how Carson City works, that's kind of like the county commissioners.
Correct.
Why did you get involved in that?
Well, Charlie, my husband, used to tease me, the world according to Karen, and I would see things that I felt needed to be done. And I had a couple of friends who encouraged me. And then the late Bob Kroll, we had a breakfast in
Mayor
the house.
Bob.
Mayor Bob, love him dearly, he was great. We had a conversation at the house, and he was thinking about running for mayor, and he said, I'll do it if you do it. And I said, all right, you're on. And so the rest is history.
So what did you learn from that that got you involved in the Greenhouse Project?
The Greenhouse Project was going on before this.
Oh, even before that?
Even before this, yes. Because I had mentored students for the church for 18 years, that particular scenario happened well before this. But, you know, being a supervisor, I guess just shed more visibility to the project. So that was good in that respect.
What surprised you about being a supervisor? Because you went in with the best of intentions.
The nasty politics, that's what surprised me. The rest of it, with the best of intentions, I learned the power of three and how you had to work forward trying to get, you know, especially for the downtown redevelopment and all the rest of that happened, there was a lot of vitriol with regards to that.
And when you say three, you mean the number of votes?
Number of votes, power of three. And, you know, trying to, you know, convince, you know, your other members on the board, you know, wherein you could that this is what needed to happen. It's more about the future. It's not about us. It's not about politics. It's not about anything. It's about doing the right thing for the right reasons. And so I loved being able to convey that. And I'll never forget our director of public works said when the bill went through, which I had no idea, no clue even till the day of that it would pass. He said, this is a game changer. And it was. Carson City, so I'm grateful to have been a part of it.
Yeah, if people have not been through Carson City, it is a wonderful town.
Yes.
And the downtown has really had a resurgence.
Yes.
And it's really wonderful to see that. There's also now, you know, new plans for redoing downtown. What do you think about those? And
they're still evolving. And, you know, I'm in touch with the primary person that's involved, and I know I've done projects with him in the past, and he is very good about vetting it through the community. I know when we did one particular project, there was a modern version and a more vintage version. And the community chose the vintage version, and it went forward in that fashion. And the same will happen with this. And I know I've had heard comments from people, you need to talk to them. It doesn't look like the rest of downtown. It's a computer rendition. None of that ever conveys charm.
Right.
And so... So that being said,
computers do not convey charm.
No, they do not. And so with that being said, it will be what the community wants. I know that. He just has he wants a convention center, which we need, and a restaurant on the second story because of the view. And those are the only two musts. The rest, the community can decide. So I think that's very important.
With the legislature in session, now over, but when it was in session, we were all down there, and the Ormsby House is sitting right across the street. Do you think there's ever going to be anything done with that, or do you think it's going to end up being torn down and something else being put up?
One can only hope. I hear, through the rumor mill that there may be something, some interest, but, one never knows. I've heard it before. So, I'm not sure... because it is there's been so many code changes in the time that has been for sale, what it's going to take to make it compliant, if it's feasible to keep it as it is or if it's less expensive to tear it down and start over. But whoever decides that they're going to take that on, they'll decide that.
All right, let's take another break and then we'll come back. And I want to go kind of down a little bit down memory lane with the Greenhouse Project.
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Karen Abowd of the Greenhouse Project. One of the things that you did for many years with Charlie was put on these concerts as fundraisers. Share with us some of those events and the dinners afterward.
That was an especially magical time. And there's iconic pictures of my husband on the roof in his tie-dye outfit, cheering on after he was done cooking, for the evening. And one of the items that we would auction off was dinner with the band, which is a hugely sought-after scenario. But, we would block off John Street, and we would have the auction in the back parking lot, and had wonderful bands, Booker T, we had War, we had Pablo Cruz, you name it. It was phenomenal. And it was a huge, huge community event. And it had expanded to the point, and unfortunately, security became more of an issue. And we're all volunteers.
Right.
Incapable of doing all of that, plus the cost of entertainment so much more now that it became financially unfeasible. But those particular times were just absolutely special. And Charlie loved the dinner with the band because it allowed him, once dinner was served, to sit back with the band and, you know, visit and enjoy and all the rest of it. So that was great.
You both were huge music fans.
Yes.
You came from the Bay Area, uh-huh. from the East Bay, right?
Uh-huh.
And you continued your enjoyment of music and the life going out to Burning Man.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like for you?
Going out to Burning Man was phenomenal. It's like identifying with your inner child. It was great. And, you know, absolutely loved it. You know, we were a part of Gallivant Camp. We would do a lot of our service. We would work in the coffee shop, which is no more, unfortunately. But and you know, loved experiencing the art, the camaraderie, visiting with, you know, all the folks that, you know, people you knew, people you didn't know, or people you just only saw that time of year. So it was a great time.
I wanted to bring up the book, Charlie's book. I just finished rereading it again and made pea salad over the weekend. And
for anybody, making that this weekend.
Yeah, anybody that went to Adele's knew and loved the pea salad. How tough was it to write that book for Charlie? And what kind of success have you seen with the book and the sales, of course, going to the Garden, the Arena House Project?
Charlie loved, you know, actually when he had had the reaction to the COVID shot and asymptomatic COVID, writing the book was actually a salvation for him, because with all of his health struggles, it helped him refocus, and it gave him purpose going forward, because with the restaurant having burned down and all the rest, he'd always talked about wanting to write a cookbook. But, you know, of course, being behind the line, you never have time. Well, this gave him that time. And so it was fun. I remember, you know, Carol Ancona and he and I, you know, I would do the proofreading and, you know, going through all of that. And then Kippy and Jeremy Spilker did all the, you know, organizing all the pictures and providing all of that and getting the permissions and us all working together. And it was wonderful because you reminisced about things that you'd forgotten about. And it kind of encapsulated a lot of the magic of what Adele's was.
Yeah, I mean, the recipes are amazing and fun to cook, mm-hmm. But the stories are even better.
They are. They truly are. And, you know, book sales were great. You know, now they've kind of dropped off. The book is available on Amazon. There is a memoriam in there now because of Charlie's passing. And large quantities of books can go through Casemate Publishing. There are several shops in town that are going that route so that they can carry the book and sell it. And then I have Charlie's signature in a stamp form. And
is that right?
I do.
All right. Well, let's go back to talking about this year's event. So how many seats were originally available now that you're sold out?
Well, as John Procaccini, who sits on our board and also owns Nashville Social Club, said, we can always sell one more. But, you know, 120 is the max, and we are very close to there. And that's max. You know, we are at about 113 tickets sold for that event. So we're sold out.
All right. But you still need, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, but it bears repeating, for what kind of things you need donated at this point.
Yes, we do need auction items, and we do need raffle items. Adventure packages are extremely popular. You know, art, you know, things of that nature. We have a local shop that usually does vintage apparel and gift certificates for that sort of thing. Artsy Fartsy does a $1,000 gift certificate to their gallery, which is phenomenal. You know, so things of that nature.
That's very nice. Donation.
Yeah. So, you know, we have some wonderful items, but we need more. This is our major fundraiser of the year. So, you know, the auction items matter.
As you look into the future, what new programs, sites, or audiences would you most like to serve next?
Well, you know, we started or finished our native plant nursery this past year, the hoop house for that. And we have our vermicast, a vermicomposting operation going
Explain
on
that
as well.
Too.
Okay. Vermicast is worm composting, and it's gardener's gold. And so, you know, we sell those items as a source of revenue to come back to the greenhouse project. I'd like to see that program expand more. And also, the other thing, we have to expand our volunteer base. We had a great volunteer base pre-COVID, but then that kind of diminished. And now that AmeriCorps is no more, our volunteers are going to matter that much more. So, you know, expanding that as well is hugely important.
Well, continued success with this project. It's been phenomenal to watch it over the years, and continued success to you two personally. And thank you for doing this.
Thank you. And I want to just thank all of our sponsors and all the people that bought tickets for this event, because it will be a huge success.
Of course it will be, because you're involved. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real. It's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Mom!
It happens, and when it does, there's UMC Quick Care.
Fantastic cocktails and delicious food. It's a good time to eat. Over 500 hot slots plus electronic table games.
It's a good time to play.
Player rewards and big time jackpots.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good times are tamer.
We wouldn't steer you wrong with the gold standard of steaks at Joel's Chop House. Indulge in dry-aged steaks, seafood, Wagyu tomahawks, and great views of the Strip.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
You can always watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Thanks for watching and listening.